Yevamos Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. There's a mitzvah of the oldest brother to do yibum. Learned that from Joshua's, like the Rabban Tosi Center brings. Vim kadam akatan zacha. But if any of the younger brothers go and do yibum before the older brother, that younger brother is zocha, and that's yibum too. Hanitan ala shivcha v'nishtacha. If a person was nechshad, there was a rumor that he had relations with a shivcha knanis v'nishtachara, and she was then freed. Or there's a rumor that he had relations to a nachris, a non-Jewish girl, and then she was converted. Hareza lo yichnos. Both of these cases, he should not go and marry her, like the Gemara says, because this obviously will cause discussions about him and her that aren't so good. Vim konas, but if he goes and he marries her and he takes her anyway, both of these cases, ein motzin miyodo. We don't make them separate. Because that we're going to find is a common klal when it comes to where there is a laz, rumors, on a certain union. Nevertheless, we don't make them separate. Hanitan al eshes ish, if a person has rumors that he was together with a married woman, votziu mitachos yodo, and they separated the woman from her current husband, because we know that the Torah says, this is midiraisa, she's usher, once this happens to her husband, she's also usher to this person forever. Afal pishakones yotzi. In this case, though, if this guy, the one that she had adultery with, would go and try to marry her, here they couldn't stay together after the fact. Because in this case, it's asa midiraisa for her to be with him. Not like the case of just a rumor by a shivcha that was freed. However, the Rav brings that if a person had a rumor that he was together with a woman that was not married, a pnuya, there, adarabba, there's actually a mitzvah for him to get married afterwards, just like similar to an onus. A person was ma'anis somebody. There's a mitzvah for him to velotia leisha, that he should get married to her.